as we do on every Patriots Friday. We talked to some of the Patriots, and weekly we're going to talk to Gerard Mayo, who joins us now on the AT&T hotline. Find out what's possible with nation's fastest mobile broadband network, AT&T Rethink Possible. Gerard, we've been talking a lot about here, actually just recently talked about a little movie film session that you guys had the other day. A little change of pace from Bill Belichick watching The Fighter?
A little change of pace, but at the same time, you know, he does everything for a reason. And we learned a lot from that, just about the mental toughness and the heart that Ward showed. And hopefully we can apply that to our training camp.
Now, Mickey Ward had an opportunity to kind of sit down and talk to you guys a little bit, too.
Yeah. He talked to us and just told us his story and told us that the movie was true. So it's a great movie, and I'm sure I'll watch it again sometime soon.
What did Mickey Ward say to you guys? Anything specific that sort of stood out when you talked to him? Or
nothing specific. Just to work hard and push through the fight. Knowing that the body's limitations are rarely pushed. So he's like, push it to the limit.
Now, Gerard, I don't know if you've seen any Mickey Ward fights or not. Now, he might look small in front of you, but I can tell you one thing. That's a tough son of a bitch.
Oh, I already know. I love boxing, and I know he can fight. So,
What when you look at this third preseason game, and obviously it's the one that fans and the media sort of look at as the most important one, when you head into this game, do you have any idea from a coaching perspective, do they give you an indication of how much you're going to play in this game versus the other ones?
You know, Coach Belichick always tells us to be ready to play the whole game, you know, starting from the first preseason game to the last preseason game. So that's the mentality that we've always had, and that's the mentality that we'll continue to have.
Now, it's week three, and we all know that that's a big week. In previous years, but I know maybe a little bit different in lockout years, the preparation, is this about as close as you come to maybe a week one preparation as far as scheming for another team?
We're not really too, you're not really worried about the scheme as far as, scheming against other teams. We're more just about getting the Patriots better. You know, that's what preseason and training camp's all about. Like you said, we missed a little bit of the offseason. So, we have some catching up to do, and we have a lot of things to work on. And hopefully we can go out and, be solid with our techniques against the Lions, and hopefully come out with a victory.
What specifically for you so far? Obviously, you played tremendous in the Tampa game. What specifically for you here as we head into this third preseason game? What do you feel like you need to work on or improve here heading into the year to be ready for week one?
Just continue improving on my communication, making sure everyone's doing the right thing in the right spots, making sure everyone has the right call, just continuing to do what the coaches ask me to do, whether that's to, blitz, drop, to cover, do whatever. And, I enjoy winning football games, and I know the rest of these guys in here do as well. So whatever it takes to win, that's what we're going to do.
Talking to Gerard Mayo here, the New England Patriots. Now, you mentioned years past, maybe last year a little bit different with the lockout. Do you sense that? Now, you're 3 weeks into the preseason games. Do you sense that this year is different than last year?
To be honest with you, we've been in this building so long, it's kind of like, we haven't really missed a beat. We're catching up, we're playing catch up, but at the same time, we have guys that are working hard, the coaches are working late, and everyone's trying to get better. So it's the same to me, to be honest with you.
Kind of a curveball question here for you, but that was
here comes the curveball. You do a couple change-ups.
Yeah, stay back. Hit the ball the other way.
It's not. Yeah, well, I know you're a Tennessee guy, and obviously you went there. I was wondering what you thought about when you saw the story about Pat Summitt this week and what she's going through.
Yeah, my condolences go out to her. She's a tough woman. The greatest coach in women's basketball. One of the greatest coaches to ever coach any sport, and she's a fighter. So I know she'll get through it.
Being down there at that school, it's hard for us up here to imagine, but you being there, I mean, how big is that college basketball scene, specifically with the women's team down there? It's a different world, right?
Oh, it's huge. Coach Summitt, she would go around to every team and talk to them before the season because that's just how big of a, icon she is down there. Everyone looked up to her. She's won a lot of games, and she's also a great person. So, yeah, she's wonderful.
Gerard, I'm wondering what that clubhouse is like right now. I know playing baseball the last couple weeks of spring training, it's intense. Guys got jobs. They already know they're on the team. But there's that group of people still fighting for spots. As this preseason goes on, do you start to notice that kind of intensity in your locker room?
There's been competition all training camp, and I think that's good, with these extra players and just the depth that we have on this team. Everyone's getting better just competing against each other. And like you said, this is a huge game. Just like next week will be a huge game because people's jobs are on the line and things like that. But Coach Belichick and staff do an excellent job keeping everybody on their toes, not knowing what's going on. So you pretty much you know, you can't relax. And I think that's what breeds the competitiveness that's out here in New England.
What have you seen from Haynesworth on the field here now? You know, what has jumped out when you've seen him so far here?
Oh, obviously his size.
Right.
And, you know, he's a big man, and you know, he's another Tennessee ball. So I'm excited to have him, and hopefully we can, you know, get this thing going.
Gerard, what about the young kid too, Nate Solder? You're going up against him every day. He showed himself pretty well here the first couple of weeks. Maybe Matt Light comes back, but kind of impressed with how quick he's sort of picked this thing up.
Yeah, you know, he's a smart guy. You know, I had the opportunity to work out with him during the offseason a little bit, and you know, he's a hard worker, and you know, hopefully he continues to improve. You know, but it's not up to me to evaluate, so you got to ask Coach Belichick what he thinks of him.
All right, here we go. Curveball number two. You ready?
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're 0-2.
Curveball.
What kind of? Are you a nervous flyer by nature?
Oh, God.
A little bit. So, you know, it depends on the weather.
Well, that's it.
In New England, I'm a nervous flyer.
It's funny you mention that, because I would think you're flying back Saturday after the game. Is that the plan?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Because you could be flying back in the hurricane.
I know. Don't tell me that. Look, I'll catch a bus back.
Yeah, we want you focused on the game. We don't want you playing football thinking about, you know, the flight home and everything.
That's true.
Exactly. I know they'll get us home safe, so I don't worry about it.
Now, a lot of times, you know, athletes, you know, sometimes we only hear about things off the field in a bad way, but I want to give you the opportunity to talk about a good thing that you're doing here September 19th at the Mayo Bowl.
Yeah, the Mayo Bowl. I want everybody to come out. It's September 19th at Kings in Dedham. It's for Pitching In for Kids. You know, those guys go around and help, you know, help the kids out as far as rebuilding fields and parks and things like that. It's a great event. So come out and enjoy the time. There'll be a lot of players there. You know, just like last year, and we had to push it back a little bit this year because of, you know, the whole lockout thing. So, but now it's on for September 19th, and come out and enjoy yourself.
Now, Gerard, where can people get tickets for that exactly?
You can call Blue Sky. Blue Sky, I don't have the number on me right now, but if you call Blue Sky, they'll direct you to the tickets. So.
Can we get that information? Is it at Mayo? What's the Twitter account? When are we getting the Twitter account?
I don't have the Twitter yet. You know what? I'm scared to get a Twitter, to be honest. I'm terrified.
Ask some of your teammates. They seem to have it down.
I'm scared, man. I'm scared. I can't do it.
All right, Gerard,
Twitter?
Listen.
What's your Twitter?
It's Lou Maloney. Go at it. Lou Maloney. Yeah, at Lou Maloney. Figure it out. Yeah. We'll chat. Get that thing going.
How many followers do you have?
About 10,000. Do you really?
Get those followers up, man.
I know. I'm with you. You know, I just kind of opened it up to the public about a year ago. I'm working on it, man. Give me some time.
All right, sounds good, guys.
All right, John, listen, man, I appreciate good talking to you. We'll talk to you next Friday, and good luck out in Detroit.
All right, thanks, guys. See you later.
All right, appreciate it. That's Gerard Mayo, linebacker, New England Patriots.